You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On this Tuesday afternoon, it's the 19th day of January. We are now halfway through meteorological wintertime, dawn day of day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Why don't you give me a recap of how it's been in the U.S. to begin with?
Well, you know, the first half of the winter was remarkably non-winter-like for a lot of the central and eastern United States, with very warm temperatures in most of November and especially December, while all the wintry and stormy weather was out west. But it's going to be a complete reversal. The second half of this winter is going to have a lot more winter, especially in the central and the east, and really the whole nation is going to experience what has been delayed for the first half of winter. The second half of the winter is going to be a wild ride.
Does that mean wild cold temperatures, wild amounts of precipitation, both as rainfall and snow, or what do we see?
Yeah, I think all of the above. One thing that you do not tend to see in a strong El Nino pattern like this is you don't tend to have prolonged periods of severe cold, but you certainly have episodes of much colder weather that can sneak in, just like what we've experienced. But you have a real volatile mix of that colder Canadian air and a very juiced up southern jet stream from those warm Pacific waters. So you do tend to see a storm track that's more south. You tend to see the snow extent get pushed further south in a winter like this. And we're going to see the East Coast see a big storm this Friday and Saturday. Another system will go up the East Coast about 5 or 6 days later, and there could be freezing precipitation all the way down into the deep south with these storms.
Will the Midwest, in particular the Urbana-Champaign area in Illinois, feel any of the snow or a whole lot of impact as opposed to maybe a couple, 2 or 3 inches like we're supposed to get tonight, I believe?
Yeah, most of the Corn Belt, and the central and the western Corn Belt in particular, is going to find itself in a pattern where we're going to be on the edge of the action, at least initially. Now, we do see, when we peer out past 10 days, 15 days or so, a couple of storm systems that are going to track further west. So while the Corn Belt and Midwest will just be on the edge of these first two storms, I think the action for the Midwest will come just thereafter.
Turn your attention to the growing areas of South America now.
Over the past week, we talked last week about how the rain had returned to portions of Brazil and those growing areas. And Brazil is still going to be the area that has the most precipitation. The focal point of the rain will be a little bit more north and east, but some of those growing areas looking at pretty good chances of rain, especially in the southeast and eastern areas of Brazil. Argentina, though, a little bit on the drier side.
Yeah, not only drier, but it looks like Paraguay and Argentina will be hot, 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 hot.
Yeah, temperatures are there going to be above normal. Conversely, you just go over to Brazil, the reverse. So you have a contrast there of hot and those areas as mentioned, and then Brazil, which is going to be cooler. So if there's an area to watch in South America, it's going to be those growing areas of Argentina.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.